Now let's check the papers. A very good morning, Alice Workman.
Good morning, Hamish. Bushfires are dominating headlines across Victoria this morning. One out-of-control fire continues to burn near Wodonga, but rain and dropping temps are slowing the spread of the blaze, and emergency warnings across the state have been downgraded to watch and act. The fire is close to 9,000 hectares in size and has claimed 8 houses. But The Age reports the flames forced a bride and groom to flee their wedding ceremony in Scottsburn, southeast of Ballarat. They evacuated minutes before bride Carly was due to walk down the aisle and moved their I do's to the local pub. The Australian reports this morning that the rise of the Islamic State is contributing to a revival of jihadism across Indonesia. After acting on a tip-off from the FBI and the Australian Federal Police, Indonesian anti-terror squads arrested 6 suspected Islamic State supporters who say they were preparing terror attacks for later this month. Bomb-making materials and a black jihadi flag were reportedly seized during raids across Java. Those arrested include a teacher at an Islamic State school and one of his students. Australian and Indonesian ministers will hold a series of meetings today in Jakarta and Sydney, aimed at enhancing counter-terrorism cooperation. Gone fishing is on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird is touring the state's north coast to drum up support for shark barriers and smart drum lines. 2 people have been killed and 7 injured in recent shark attacks in the last 15 months. Last night, 2 of the 20 promised listening stations were activated. They're stations that track tag sharks who swim within 500 metres. Premier Baird today has also given the green light to a 650-metre Echo Shark barrier at Lighthouse Beach and a 150-metre barrier off Lennox Head. Both will be in place by mid-January. Speaking of beaches, the Courier Mail's front page reads Royal Rescue, referring to Danish Prince Frederick and Princess Mary's eldest son, who was pulled from a rip at Mermaid Beach. 10-year-old Prince Christian was saved by Gold Coast lifeguard Nick Malcolm on Thursday after drifting into a riptide. Fellow lifeguard Stuart Key says, "We got him before it got too serious." And finally, in WA, Treasurer Mike Nahan is expected to announce an updated budget deficit of about $3.3 billion today, with falling iron ore and oil prices to blame. Perth Now reports the Treasurer has told colleagues to prepare for one of the worst mid-year reviews in WA's history.
Alice Workman, thank you very much indeed. I see on Twitter that you're surrounded by moths in the studio there in Canberra. I hope you've not been attacked by a swarm. We'll talk to you later on in the program.